In Normandy, France, site of the D-Day landings during World War II, a museum auctioned off its collection yesterday. Vintage uniforms, guns, vehicles, and tanks. Yes, tanks! And many of them are restored to full working order. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley attended the auction and sends this report.
€130,000.
More than 1,000 people packed the auction hall, and calls came in from across Europe and as far away as the U.S. and the Middle East. The $4.2 million sale broke records for auction house Arturial, which usually specializes in classic cars. Many of the items fetched amounts well above their estimated price. Arturial's managing director, Mathieu Lamour, says there was an added emotional value to this sale.
This is a piece of history, and it is thanks to this D-Day we are in peace now. There is something very emotional, sensitive in this museum.
The Normandy Tank Museum is just a few miles from Omaha Beach, where Allied forces landed in 1944. The private collection was the life's work of Air France pilot and history buff Patrick Néron. Néron says it all began 35 years ago when he restored an American Army Air Force plane and wanted a Jeep to go with it.
So I bought a Jeep, and after it's a Jeep, a Dodge, and a half track, and a tank. Oh, it's some kind of an obsession, yes.
Néron opened his museum 3 years ago, but says there were too few visitors and too many taxes to keep it running. His collection boasted 9 tanks, including a Chrysler Sherman M4 that fought in the Battle of Normandy. Néron fully restored it with exact vintage parts, from its 105mm gun to a pair of 1943 binoculars. On Saturday, Néron and one of his sons fired up a couple Sherman M4s and roared around the museum grounds. Their engines sent out bursts of fire and plumes of smoke and left spectators agog. Just as I was wondering who in the world would buy such a monster, a gentleman standing next to me spoke up. His voice was full of emotion.
Magnifique. Moi, ça me fait... ça prend au trip, hein?
That's a magnificent noise, he says, patting his chest. He tells me it moves him deep down in his gut. The man is 63-year-old José Pelletier, who's come to Normandy from the Loire Valley with his son. As it turns out, Pelletier already has 2 tanks of his own. He says there's nothing like driving a 70-year-old vehicle that fought in this war and runs like new. Pelletier says he loves French history, World War II, and America. When he was young, he dreamed of such things, but he had no money. He says it was his son who got him into collecting 15 years ago.
Ça a réveillé en moi cette passion.
When he was 12, he loved all this too, and it woke up my passion again, says Pelletier. As for the museum's owner, Patrick Néron says he was delighted with the auction results, even though it means turning a page. But Néron says he hasn't lost his passion, and he kept a couple tanks for himself. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Normandy, France.